youngsters at that time. They were kids. And really not that hefty that you see them now. They were really handsome, very handsome. So they... is here, and they had to go by this road from their house to the technical school there. So Baba had ordered them, you know, they would go early from their house and loiter about in the school and play and all that. So Baba had ordered them that before going to school they should sit in the Mandli hall with the Mandli and be with him in his presence, have the fortune of being in his presence. Although, well, they loved it naturally. So they would come there, and at that time what would happen, the time was such that at that time Baba would come to, was in the hall at the time, and I would be reading out correspondence. That was the time to read out correspondence to him. So they started coming, and they would hear all sorts of letters. Mother has died, child is born, my sister is getting married, the funeral is taking place, here is a wedding taking place, and so forth. It's a cosmopolitan correspondence, you see, where you die and where you are married and you are happy and you are sad, all at one time, in one breath. So they were hearing, and they didn't make out anything of the sort. But one thing struck into their head, that every time, whenever they are here, every few days, there will be cable read out, you see, from somebody by name Anne Conlon. That she is, Baba would send out a message, and she would reply that she is about to come here on certain date. And then again there would be another cable that, well, unfortunately she can't come. So Baba would say, never mind, next time, don't worry, and so forth. All this, they got into their heads, you see. What is this Anne Conlon, Anne Conlon, expected every day and not coming? So we didn't know what was playing upon their minds. So these two kids, you see, they thought that it's a good idea. It's a very good idea to entertain Baba. And what they did was, they played, they are good actors, mind you. Of course, now they act differently because they are a bit plumpy, but They are born actors, really speaking. So, one of them, then what happens is that this must have played upon their mind. One fine day, what we find, we miss them. They didn't come from school. So Baba even inquired as to, well, what's the matter? And we thought, well, maybe it's a holiday or something like that. And of course the correspondence is going on, and my place would be near the door. In Mandli hall, not that big hall where he gave that. And Baba's seat would be here. So I would recline here, read out, see his gestures, and at the same time keep watch whether anybody comes up, or there was a side entrance also. So I'm there, and all of a sudden while I'm with Baba, and I'm Mandli, there was a crowd of about 20 people there, only close ones. And Merji and Nariman and Sarosh was there at the time, and some others had come from Pune and Bombay and other places, and Ahmednagar. So there was a gathering of about 20 people there. All of a sudden, a taxi just drives in there and stops there near the steps, outside there, the side entrance. So I immediately look, and sure enough, there's a lady coming out on the steps. And, you know, in my mind it was like this, that, oh, then she has come. So I said, immediately my mind prompted me to recognize her as Anne Conlon. You follow? Because we were expecting her any moment, any day and all that. And sure enough, there's a lady, an American, and at that time, you see, they would not come every now and then, like now we have this sort of coming and going and all. Rarely it would be like that, unless Baba would go there to the west. So Anne Conlon had come. So I just say, Baba, I think Anne Conlon has come. So I go out, and Baba was, it was summertime, so Baba hadn't worn anything. He had just his trousers here, we call them pajamas, and nothing, because summer, perspiring and all that. And I was very particular about it. Well, this is the first time Anne has come, and she's a journalist. Who knows, we did not know she might write any report, you see, or anything of the sort. So we have to be very particular about it. So I go out and I say, well, good morning. She says, morning. So I said, well, you have come for Meher Baba. Anne Conlon, to see Meher Baba. Oh, good morning, Anne, we were expecting you. I didn't recognize I thought it was Anne Bonny.
Exact
American lady, an American lady, young lady. Yeah. I had never seen her. With all the beads and all that, everything was there. Dress means a frock, a blouse, a skirt and a blouse, and high heel shoes, and a nice little fringe of hair, you see, and a band here and all that, and beads and everything, you know, bangles and all that.
White skin?
They are very fair. Now they are not, you see. Yeah. They have become very podgy, but they were really beautiful, handsome at the time. Really, they were like that. So they were handsome, and so I said, yes, Anne, you please take your seat here. She says, no, I want Mehbaba, only it's monosyllables. Mehbaba.
Well, what was the voice like?
Lady's voice. So Mehbaba, I said, yes, I'll take you to Mehbaba, but you please be seated here. She said, no, but she insisted, you see. She said, I want Mehbaba. I said, you'll come, because I want Baba to put on his sadra, you see. He's there. So why, a stranger has come. So I said, you please be seated.
Mary also wanted Baba to put the sadra.
No, not now. So what had happened, this is how my mind immediately strikes. So I want her to stay away on the veranda. There was a big veranda like this, and there were benches put there. But she insisted on going, and she came to the door. And how can I say, come on, not that aside. I can't do that to a stranger. So I said, I just tried to avoid, you see, the door, that she should not come again. But she pushed me and says, no, I want Mary Baba. So eventually she put her head inside. And I said, she wants to come in, Baba, like that. So Baba just winked. And I looked, and immediately it struck me that this is impersonation, you see. I recognize that these rascals have fooled us. So now I have to play the game, you see, properly. I can't let the thing out. Baba immediately just winked at me. I just remembered that. That's all. And I said, well, but Anne, you should. Then I started handling her. Then what happened is that Baba said, never mind, let her come inside. I said, Anne, Baba wants you inside. Thank you.